Blog Talk Radio.
This episode of Attention Talk Radio is brought to you by children and adults with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder.
Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, your ADHD information station where we help those with ADHD pay attention to attention, with your host, ADHD and attention coach, Jeff Copper.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. I'm your host, ADHD and attention coach, Jeff Copper. Our topic tonight, ADHD, the difference between knowing about ADHD and owning it. And with us in our virtual studio is up-and-coming ADHD coach, Vidya Guhan. We're going to have a great discussion with her in a minute, but before we do, some announcements. We'd like to thank children and adults with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder for bringing this show to you. They help us make this available to you. In celebration, we would like to give away free digital copies of Attention Magazine. To get yours, all you have to do is listen to our show. We'll share a secret word a couple times through the show, write it down, listen to another show, and listen for the secret word on that, write that down, and then email me the secret words. The email address is attention@attentiontalkradio.com. When I get that, I will forward that on to Chad. We'll get you a PDF copy of the current edition of Attention Magazine and a PDF copy of the next edition when it is printed. Again, Chad is bringing our program to you, so we have a little tip we're going to run from them, and we'll get into the show.
Are you looking for books, articles, videos, webinars, and podcasts on managing ADHD from ADHD experts? Search Chad's National Resource Center Information Library to find reliable resources on ADHD for children, teens, parents, adults, teachers, and healthcare professionals. Many of the resources are free online. Go to chad.org.
Thank you so much, Chad, for your continued support. For those that are not aware, Chad is the largest not-for-profit organization that advocates on behalf of those with ADHD. We encourage all of our listeners to either donate or become members to support Chad. Financial stability is really important for them to have the resources to have people lobbying on Capitol Hill for the ADHD community and working with different regulatory agencies on wording to make sure that those with ADHD get the accommodations that they need in order to thrive. Again, for more information, to donate or to become a member, go to chadd.org. Okay, everybody. I have the good fortune today of our guest is Vidya Guhan. She's a professional ADHD coach and the founder of Calm Seas ADHD Coaching. She helps adults with ADHD improve their executive functioning skills and become more self-empowered to achieve their personal and professional goals. She enjoys working with professionals from many different walks of life, including doctors, software engineers, educators, artists, college students, and parents. She's a well-received speaker and offers webinars on ADHD-related topics such as procrastination to productivity and parenting with ADHD in mind. She's known for presenting information in a way that's easy to understand, frequently including relatable examples and analogies. Vidya is a master certified ADHD coach with PAC, which is the Professional Association of ADHD Coaches, and she's a PCC with the International Coach Federation. You can learn more about Vidya on her website at calmseascoaching.com. With that, Vidya, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jeff.
I'm really excited to have you on the program. I've known Vidya, I think, since 2017, 2018, and kind of watch her rise as a coach and maturing along the way, and she's very, very impressive. Really kind of come a long way. I'm thankful that you're coming on our show to talk about ADHD. Welcome.
Well, thank you so much. I'm really touched and very, very happy to be here. Thank you so much.
So you and I had a conversation about this, and it was a couple years ago. I was interviewing Dr. Russell Barkley, and sometimes he says stuff, you're going 100 miles an hour and you don't think about it. And he says, you know, there's a difference between knowing HD and owning it. And, you know, Vidya, I know in my clientele, there's a lot of people that come to you, they've read all kinds of books and they've gone kind of webinars, so they know it, but they're not doing it. Have you had a similar experience?
Yes, for sure. And part of it is, I think, knowing and understanding ADHD in general, which is what we get a lot of from books and sources. But in coaching, they start to really, you know, understand how it's showing up specifically for them. And that makes a big difference.
It does. Do you ever find from your perspective, there's sometimes resistance to acknowledging how it shows up, or is it pretty easy for people to kind of own that, or what are your thoughts on that?
I've had it go many different ways. I think for a majority of people that I've worked with, understanding what makes their challenges challenging, understanding from the perspective of brain wiring, helps. It tends to be empowering because once they can make sense of it, they stop thinking it's a character flaw or moral failing or something like that. So that experience can be empowering. But also there's, sometimes there's some grieving. There's, especially because I work with adults, a lot of them are recently diagnosed. There can be sadness for all the years that they didn't understand, all the struggles they've had, having judged themselves based on non-ADHD brain wiring all their lives. So I've seen it, both of these things, and sometimes they play out together.
The grieving and the sadness, that happens a lot. I think a lot of times there's some grieving and sadness that they just found out, so they're like lost decades, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh my God, if I would have known then what I know now, maybe I would have done some stuff. But, the grieving and sadness is a very much an emotional process, and, I've learned over the years that even though emotions aren't a part of the diagnostic criteria right now, it is much a part of ADHD because you actually have to regulate those emotions. And I think that I know I've had a lot of people that it's a very emotional experience when you're going through this stuff, and that grieving and sadness, sometimes there's some hope, like, okay, now I got that figure. I'm sad for that, but they go forward. But some people kind of get stuck in that periodically. Have you experienced that as well?
Yes, for sure. And, for some people, there's more healing that needs to happen. Oftentimes, there's some work they need to work through, with a therapist or additional supports in addition to coaching. And sometimes there is that aspect of, I'm not ready for this. Some of that resistance is just, I'm not ready to go there. Go there yet. Just tell me what to do, or just give me a strategy that'll fix things.
That's interesting. I like that. They're not ready to go there. Sometimes they just want the answer, right?
Mm-hmm.
From your experience,
I think that's probably, that's what a lot of us would like, a quick solution or a quick fix or a magic pill. But yes, that can get in the way of owning it, though.
Absolutely.
Accepting what is and being able to do something about it.
Absolutely. Accepting what is. I want to kind of expand upon that. We're going to go to break here in a little bit, but before we do, one thing about knowing ADHD and owning it, sometimes the difference between the acquisition of knowledge and the execution of knowledge. And we come back, we're going to break a second. I want to come back and talk about the emotion side, but I reiterate this is that, Vidya, I say this often a lot, but, can you believe I read a couple books on how to play the guitar, but when I picked it up, I couldn't play it? I mean, isn't that shocking? It befuddles me. Right? Like, why can't I do that? Like, I read all the books, and loosely, I'm saying people out there, I've had lots of clients who come to me, they read all the books, they've been all the webinars, they've been all the conferences, and they're befuddled because it's not working. And that's a lot of times what coaches really do is we kind of help people when they own it, if you will. We'll come back again when we come back from break, is when they own it, is actually help them practice the execution. In other words, when I put my fingers on the guitar and I was trying to do a D chord and I got it wrong, like, hey, somebody move your fingers like this and think of it like, okay, now I got it. There's a little bit of that. So in owning it, there's
and
the
that execution. Yeah, the execution includes both the practical skills and the practice of it, but also the mind game. And I
Absolutely.
Think that's where the owning comes in.
Absolutely. You keep, that's like a volleyball play. You just served it up. I can spike it on the other side. So let's go to break real quick. I want to come back because I want to talk about the emotional side. For our listeners, again, Vidya, she's really incredible. You need to check out her website at calmseascoaching.com. Again, calmseascoaching.com. Our secret word tonight is owning. Again, it's owning like owning it. And with that, we'll be right back after these messages.
Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
Are you always late? The Time Timer is an award-winning time management solution that's helped millions of people with ADHD manage life better. As time passes, Time Timer's bright red disc disappears. Visit timetimer.com and use the discount code ATR for 15% off.
transform lives as a professionally trained ADHD coach at the ADD Coach Academy. ADHD coaching is in demand, a calling, and a career. Learn how you can change lives by going to addca.com/ATR. That's addca.com/ATR.
Managing ADHD is about pausing before you ponder and proceed. This opportunity to practice pausing is being brought to you by digcoaching.com.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. We're back with Vidya Guhan, and we're having a conversation about ADHD, the difference between knowing it and owning it. Before the break, we were talking about grieving and sadness and some people not really ready to own their ADHD. And, you know, Vidya, I've been so blessed over the years to be on Attention Talk Radio. I've interviewed some of the foremost experts in the world, and I'm a very logical person. You know, I got to be able to kind of explain stuff. And I've been studying Dr. Barclay's model, and all of a sudden I had an epiphany the other day that I'd kind of like to get your thoughts on and reaction to it.
Okay.
Because it seems to me it explains, there's this window that I think people run into. And when you said, I'm not ready to go there yet, I want you to remember that and kind of, I just want to get your thoughts on this context. And basically, some of this is scripted a little bit because I use it in other places, but basically self-awareness is the ability to know ourselves from the inside out and is a solid predictor of success in life. Makes sense. In problem-solving, workable solution, it's got to be designed within the cognitive and behavioral constraints of your version of ADHD. Make sense, Vidya? It has to take those into consideration. To do this, we've got to override your emotional reaction to dwell, focus, ruminate on what you think that you should do and accept what you'll actually do. In other words, there's an emotional reaction here where you've got to override the jumping to conclusions, ruminate and dwell and focus on what you should do and back up and actually accept what you will do. All right? Basically, what I learned from Dr. Barclay, emotional self-regulation is a real challenge. And we've had some shows before about fight, flight, or freeze. When you're threatened with your life, your brain goes into fight, flight, or freeze state. You fight like hell, fight like hell, run like hell, or play dead. And so it occurred to me that to be self-observant, to be self-aware of yourself, basically means you actually have to confront your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions, your judgments, your opinions, and beliefs. And I know where you're trained to know what you are. A lot of times we're confronting clients by saying, is that a limiting belief? Is that actually getting in your way? So to be self-aware is to confront that. Make sense? Logically? So in a sense, you got to unmask your ADHD, and you got to be aware of your tendencies. You got to be vulnerable in this process, and that confrontation with yourself is threatening. And our emotional brain has a tendency becomes defensive and resists being questioned, analyzed, probed by the brain itself, and is uncomfortable in this state and goes into fight, flight, or freeze. And resists sometimes actually moving forward in the moment. Is basically we're saying it's about the mind's mirror, looking in the mirror and seeing what it sees. Emotionally, a lot of times people feel threatened by that. And I find that part of ADHD, the emotional reflexive brain that feels threatened when you're confronting self, is the very thing that inhibits a lot of people from ADHD from accepting what they will do. And they get stuck in should, and there they sit. What do you think about that?
Everything you say resonates. I think this is where the coach is such an important part of this partnership and process, right? As a coach, we're creating that safe space. You know, we're minimizing or, helping the person confront these things in a safe place, in a safe way, right? We build that rapport, that relationship. We make it as non-threatening as possible. And we do that in very specific ways, right? We help the client connect with their strengths, for example, and really focus on who they are outside of it's not just the ADHD. They're this whole incredible person with all their strengths and the values and things they're passionate about, the things they care about, and their natural successes, which, may have been overshadowed by the challenges. So creating that safe space where they can connect to all those things helps. And we also, you know, part of that dealing with the vulnerability is really sort of connecting to self-compassion.
Right?
Mm-hmm. The language I often use is make friends with. I find that a lot of my clients, it works, they relate to that. It's like make friends with your brain, make friends with time, make friends with planning. Making friends with, because with our friends, we trust them. We don't need them to be perfect. You know, we accept our friends. We're non-judgmental with our friends. And we have that connection and trust. And so using that kind of language, I find, helps with the acceptance, helps with reframing, you know, our connection to this and how we're seeing it, the perspectives can help with, and that creates that safer space where they can sit with their emotions more or process through things more without going into fight or flight.
I love how you refer, make friends with this, make friends with that. It's such a great way to approach this challenging space. Another thing that I had heard years ago from Greg Creech at the Toto Institute is you might have a negative thought or whatever, but you don't have to invite it in for tea, you know? Because often I think people with ADHD will sit there and they'll invite the negative thoughts and they'll sit in for tea and dwell on it for a real period of time. And I think that you do a really good job of, you know, as you confront your ADHD and accepting it, to invite it to make friends as a means to take the emotion out of it, and not take the negative emotions and invite them in for tea, is really the mindset to kind of help people get through this process, which is sometimes a really difficult process. Yeah. Would you agree?
Yeah, because, when we tell someone not to resist something, that's like telling someone not to be hungry, right? It's hard to – we almost go to the opposite. Or if you tell someone to accept it, you know, we're like, you know, no.
Yep.
So instead of, like you're saying, confronting it, sometimes it's a matter of shifting perspective, right? Like, oh, let's make space for this other thing.
Yep.
You know, let's start making friends with this and just looking at it from a completely different perspective. I think perspective shifting is highly effective, because once they can add that to their, you know, the way they're looking at things, somehow that resistance piece or that, you know, confrontation piece can be easier, especially as they start building some success through the coaching.
Yep.
Right,
yep.
When they start getting some evidence to support them as well.
It's funny because I had this thing pop in mind. There's an old saying, whatever you do, don't think of a pink elephant, right? And immediately the first thing popping in your mind is, what does a pink elephant look like? You know, it's like you go to that thing, and I can say that to you, and like every time somebody says it to me, I've heard it a bazillion times, immediately I'm like, how do I not do that? So I love how you said that. But the coaching process really is I think the cool thing about this conversation is there's a lot of people with ADHD that have read the books. You have to do it. The coaching conversation helps you go through that, but there is this wall that you have to go to, and the confronting your thoughts, your feelings, and your beliefs, and often the way you want things to be, can be a daunting situation. And I think you've done a much better job than I could articulating the, hey, let's make some friends with the brain. Let's kind of do that to kind of go and accept that and to kind of imagine that. We're going to go on another break when we come back, but I want to start to talk about pragmatically a way some people resist it, because some people, as much as we try to help them deal with this, they resist it. So let's go to break and we'll cover that. For our listeners, you have to check Vidya out, her website, calmseascoaching.com. Our secret word tonight is owning it, and we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment. Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
Change your life by learning more about managing ADHD. Other places give you a few tips. The ADD Coach Academy will change your life. To find out more, go to addca.com/ATR. That's addca.com/ATR.
Are you always late? The Time Timer is an award-winning time management solution that's helped millions of people with ADHD manage life better. As time passes, Time Timer's bright red disc disappears. Visit timetimer.com and use the discount code ATR for 15% off.
Could hiring an attention coach really help you move forward? Does a child get wet when they dive into a swimming pool? You can get started moving forward today. Just call Dig Coaching Practice at 813-837-8084 and schedule a free consultation. Tell us you heard about us on Attention Talk Radio and get 50% off your discovery session. For more information, visit digcoaching.com. Don't delay, do it today. And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. We're here with Vidya Guhan, having a great conversation about the difference between knowing ADHD and owning it. We talked a lot about emotions in the first segment. The last segment, we talked about the coaching process to help people actually confront a little bit of self-awareness. And Vidya was very articulate with a great way of framing that and how coaches kind of help people kind of walk their way through that. And what was we didn't say that was implied is a lot of times is people with ADHD, they confront maybe more challenging things and negative, but sometimes they don't see the positive. And Vidya didn't explicitly say it, but she implied we do a lot of helping them understand what some of their strengths are and what are not necessarily as obvious to them. Vidya, one of the things, though, that I've noticed is that sometimes people come and they're just not quite there. And as a coach, I try as best I can to help them confront some things, mm-hmm. but they just kind of can't cross over. And I'm gonna share with you my experience of accepting ADHD as I've had people come before saying, you know, I want to be able to do this repetitive, boring task every day. And they'll mm-hmm. actually, I'll be coaching them, they'll design a system that requires something like that. And this specifically happened with an individual that's 45 years old several months ago. And I said, so I'm hearing that you want to do this, and this is a task that's relatively boring. So I said, let me ask you a question. Name any task that you've done that's repetitive and boring mm-hmm. every day. And every day is not every day. It's really a business days that you've done for mm-hmm. more than 60 days in your entire life. And they said, oh, I can't think of any. Great. What makes you think that mm-hmm. you're going to do it now? And the person was kind of caught. And I'm like, you know, if you look at your ADHD and you keep focusing on the fact that you think that you should do that and you don't accept mm-hmm. that you're probably never going to do that, you're never really owning your ADHD. And a lot of people will give me a lot of buts at this point in time, but realize is you're stuck focused on what you mm-hmm. should do. And decades have gone by and you haven't been able to do it. It's in that moment sometimes where you let that go and you accept it because then you can design a completely different system. Have you ever been
changing that narrative? Yeah, changing that narrative is huge. Because, especially with adults who've, you know, been recently diagnosed, I would say, they've had years of being told they should do it a certain way or thinking that's what they should be doing. So those should statements in their head are huge. Huge barrier.
Some people, they've been programmed to that, but some people, they resist. I'm going through ADHD coaching because I want to learn about ADHD, but I still want to do it like everybody else. Like, I can
coach you to be who you are. Yeah, but that's the narrative, that it needs to be done like everybody else, right? Instead of what I always tell them is, you know, we all live in the majority non-ADHD world, but we can do it our way. We don't have to do it that way.
And one of the points of this with bringing Vidya on, because she understands the value of people getting this, which is why I had to have her on this, is that we can coach you to a degree, but there's this thing, I call it this invisible wall. And like this show is a perfect example. When I started coaching, everybody's like, you got to write a book or you got to do a blog. And that's what everybody told me that I should do. And I can't write. I mean, oh my God, it's horrible. But I'm like, but I still need to make a name for myself. So I let go. I can talk. I've learned. Vidya, you know mm-hmm. I can talk. I can talk your ear off. And so I started this thing and I accepted my issues and I was able to move forward. If I would have stayed stuck in the belief that I had to write a blog or do a book, I wouldn't still be a coach today. You know what I'm saying? And I'm sharing this as a demarcation because it is a big difference between those that are successful and those that are not. The ones that accept it and go on. And you have to confront that. Mm-hmm. I'm never going to be a great writer. Do those other things. And I find that sometimes people just are not ready for that. And I find they're emotionally not ready for it. And it goes back to emotional self-regulation. So part of ADHD is emotional self-regulation. And to confront yourself, sometimes it's your own emotions that's blocking your mind's mirrors, Dr. Barkley says, to see it as it is. And that's like a belief system that somebody has. Like, some people are very religious and they're not going to change it. That's where a lot of times I find that coaching breaks down. We can get them there, but that one thing I'm hoping that our listeners have some awareness on is a very big obstacle. The people that break through, there's nothing but success stories. You look at Linda Rogley, you look at Alan Brown, you take a look at Rick Green, David Gwork. I mean, it's full of these stories that people finally let go of how they thought they should do it, and they begin to own their ADHD. And you see incredible transformations when that happens.
Yeah, and I think the key word you're using is let go. Let go of the limiting belief, letting go of the should statements, you know, letting go of perceptions that are not serving you well. I think that is that shift that happens when we own something.
It's not an easy thing to do, because I bring this back to the beginning, because you know, you were talking about grief and sadness at the beginning. It's emotional. You and I can talk about it all day long about what you should do, but I just want to meet people. The issues is the emotion. Some of you will battle through it quicker. Some of you will resist and never do it. Some of you will take a little bit of time, which, as I say, that's the part of the process. When you're making emotional changes, sometimes it's best to understand, like, the grieving process, right? It's a process. You can't shortcut it. But if you know that you're in the process, there's some comfort to it. And so this is a real – again, I think this is – we're trying to make tangible what is often untangible. Like, if you're stuck and you're not owning your ADHD, sometimes it's your own emotions that are getting in the way. And NVIDIA is here to help you think your way through that.
So, what I'm hearing is it's – you know, part of this is we can't just logic our way out of this. This is – or, you know, logic our way through this, because the emotional component is a huge part of it, and that's not a logical thing.
Absolutely. Now, some people struggle more with emotion than others. So if you're on one end of the continuum, sometimes the awareness and the logic can help those people get it. On the other end of the continuum, it's very, very emotional, and it's a lot more challenging to manage that emotion. But the idea here really is, I like this conversation because, number one, if you know a lot about ADHD, maybe you need to get a coach to help you practice it, like teach me how to play a D chord. But the other side of it is you realize a lot of times it's that emotional target, and our brain is naturally resistant to confront that. And so I've seen a lot happens with ADD where I'm coaching somebody and their spouse is coming in trying to help the person with ADHD. But the person with ADHD feels confronted. They feel criticized. Logically, we know that the partner is really actually trying to help them, but they're not able to control their emotional reaction to it, so they get in defensive and they start to fight back, and then the fight starts as a result of it. In that situation I describe, it's your own emotions that's inhibiting your ability to hear that actually trying to help you, not criticize. It's a reflexive emotional reaction. So hopefully people will start to see this and kind of catch themselves, oh, my God, they're actually trying to help me. Does that make any sense?
Easy
to do. I mean, easy to say, hard to do, right?
Simple but not easy.
That's one of the things I've said for years. Emotional self-regulation, the process to do it's the easiest thing for me to describe. It's the hardest thing for people with ADHD to execute. So,
and it takes
anyway.
Practice. You know, it's
yes,
one of
it
those
does.
Skills that takes a lot of mindfulness and practice.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Any other thoughts on this topic before we pull it together?
No, I thought this was a fascinating discussion. You know, if there's a quick minute, I would share an analogy.
Sure, please.
You know, with my clients, I often talk about how, you know, the brain is like the car. It's like the machine, right? Like the car you drive, but you are the driver. You know, the all of you with your emotions and beliefs and you know, the things you want to do, the things that drive you, all of that, that's the driver of the car. And I think that's the person, you know, that's the part of you that has the choice, right? That has the awareness, the choice of what you're going to do and how are you going to do this. I hope that helps. It's just that piece of, you know, it's not it's all of you, and it all comes together that way.
It is, and sometimes it's just looking in the mirror and looking at what you're doing and observing in order to say, listen, actually, I can direct the car and be aware of that and actually be aware of some of the limitations that are impairing your ability to drive the car. It's really important. So with that, Vidya, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much, Jeff. I really enjoyed being here. A fascinating discussion. And thank you so much.
Awesome. Everybody, you got to check out Vidya's website. It's at calmseascoaching.com. Our secret word tonight is owning it. With that, we hope you've enjoyed tonight and hope you've enjoyed or look forward to the next edition of Attention Talk Radio. Take care.